Goon Show is a production of the Average Network, made possible by grants from the Weezer Foundation and the Pothole Group. Let us now travel to Pre-Apolis, Maryland, and the Werner L. Hardacre Memorial Fieldhouse, and your antique host, Chris Woozle. Good Lord Pablo, here we are. Yes, it's cold and drizzly here, unlike outside where it's hot and smelly. Our appraisers are hard at work, so let's join Pierre Lafou of the Meat Locker Antiques Warehouse in Torrance, California.
Allô? I am not a French sort of person. I am Alsatian. Please don't eat me. I'm not hungry. I was not talking to you, you boorish American pig flop. I'm not French. Who are you? What is this thing that you have?
Oh, well, I'm Joe Weathersnock, and I don't know what this thing is. It's real old, though.
Apparently. As you are obviously only partly intelligent, perhaps you could explain how you acquired this device.
Well, Mr. Lafou, say, are you sure you aren't French?
I am Canadian, monsieur.
Oh, I see. Well, as I've heard it, this thing flew in my great-grandfather's window during a summer heat spell in 1889 in Pawnequanso, Hassett, Connecticut. It sat on a carved rococo mirror for about a month before anyone go near it. They were afraid it was alive. Well, then they were afraid it was dead. Then they found out it was mechanical. Well, mostly. Then it passed to my grandfather, my dad, and now me. My son Godolphin will inherit the thing if he doesn't straighten up.
Well, let us examine this thing, shall we? The wings, they are quite delicate, but the feet are huge. How tall is it?
4 feet 10 inches. I had to measure it to get it in my truck.
These almost look like some sort of weapon, don't they?
Seems to be a cigar lighter.
And this is a waffle iron?
Seems to be. Around here, under the middle arm, there. It has a little screen, but it doesn't seem to do anything.
And this device?
Do not touch me there, please.
Oh, and it talks sometimes.
Mon Dieu. C'est extraordinaire. What has it told you?
Well, pretty much nothing, just not to touch it there. Oh, and sometimes it gives us baseball scores.
Well, we shall see about this.
Do not touch me there, please.
I will not touch you if you tell me who you are.
Forget about it, Froggy.
I am not French. I am from Martinique.
Sure you are.
We are not here to discuss me. We are here to discover you.
Lots of luck, Frenchie.
You are impossible. I hate you. You must be an American device. You are nonsense.
I am not going to stand here and be insulted.
Oh, look. He is getting away. Well, isn't that the darndest thing?
You're better off without it. Whatever it was detestable.
Well, what am I going to threaten little Godolphin with now?
Hi, I'm Fred Applecookie of Applecookie and Fenris Wolf Appraisers. I guess we have a celebrity with us today. Your name, sir, and what have you brought us?
I'm your president, creep, George W. Bush. I want to know what I can get for this at auction.
And, this is?
I'm the boy's father, George Herbert Walker Bush.
You want an appraisal on your father, the ex-president?
Well, he ain't doing us no good.
Watch your grammar, son.
And he picks on me a lot. Shut up, Dad.
Ain't you rude, George? Man, you give a boy a little power and he just goes over the edge. This is humiliating, you know. Antiques, war hero, great guy, Ron's pal. Gave you Dan Quayle.
Boy, that was a real help.
Watch it, pal. What's he worth?
Is there a chance you could include your mother?
No way, man. Them power pearls of hers alone are worth more than me and my whole damn administration.
And there you go. You're gonna go off to a dumbass war with old dumbass Saddam like he's a real threat or something. I think Cheney's got you hypnotized, boy.
Dad, knock it off. What's he worth?
Well, that's a little hard to put a finger on. It isn't exactly legal to sell people, you know, sir.
He ain't people. He's my dad. He was a president. Well, that's true, sir. And, of course, he also comes with some perks. He gets 4 separate pensions, totaling almost $3 million per year. He gets $1 million-plus for speaking engagements.
Ha! Ah, those are few and far between.
I'm sure they are, sir. I've chatted with a few of my colleagues here, and while we certainly do not advocate selling your father, Mr. Ex-President, I think you could reasonably expect a couple of million at the right auction.
What if I don't want to wait for the right auction?
Probably 50 G's at a flea market.
I hate fleas. Your mother has fleas, son.
Dad, shut up. Hey, what's your name? You want him?
Fred, sir. Actually, sir, that would put me in a bit of an ethical bind, you know, appraising and bidding, and, well, storage is a bit of an issue, too, sir.
Dang. Come on, Dad. Maybe I can sell you back to the CIA.
Your brother Jeb would never do this. Jeb's a weenie.
Well, this is a genuine Tiffany bomb site. At auction, you could probably expect 300 grand or more, just for the jewels and art glass alone.
It is, in fact, a 1791 Mary Antoinette action doll with its original guillotine, removable head, and original bag of action gore, made by Kopf of Frankfurt.
Oh, this is a rare first edition of Filbert Jackanasta Pups, 1868 work, Sporting Life Among Single-Celled Animals. Unfortunately, it's a pretty bad book. The information is mostly wrong, it's poorly written, and the illustrator, well, he was blind. So it's worth right around $40, but only to collectors of worthless scientific ephemera.
Hello, I'm Ray.
Hello,
I'm Ree. And we're the Leno Brothers Antiquarians. Who are you? What have you brought us?
I'm Santos Luminati. I collect photographs of Oscar Adolf La Palma.
And Oscar Adolf La Palma is whom?
Here in a grocery store in Keokuk, Iowa.
Did he do this in some remarkable fashion or for an amazing length of time?
No, not really. He ran La Palma's Market on Arterial Avenue from 1926 until he retired in 1968. Then he and his wife, Bazongas, moved to St. Augustine, Florida. He died in 1979. She passed 3 years later.
Were they wealthy?
No, pretty average.
Are you telling us that you collect photos of an average, rather ordinary person?
Well, he was a very nice man.
Did you know him?
No. But most of the people I got the pictures from said that he was. I've got over 400 of them, from a copy of his first baby portrait in 1898 to these rare autopsy photos from mid-1979.
And he never did anything remarkable?
I certainly don't think so.
Mr. Luminati, I think you're a raving nutter, wouldn't you? No question. Obviously not well. What on earth possessed you to collect photos of a complete non-entity?
Well, they aren't expensive.
I shouldn't think so. Most of them appear to be holiday snaps. They aren't even very good holiday snaps. It's true. Even the studio portraits are quite ordinary.
Yeah, but are they worth anything?
I imagine at the right auction it might fetch $3,000 or so. Some of these new wave auctions where everything's worthless. Ah, yes, quite right.
Hey, that's swell.
We're so glad that you're pleased.
Hi, I'm Rafe Bouffant of Slothviv, and I'm here with another celebrity. Anywhere near Washington and New York, we always get lots of celebrities. We're joined by Tom Ridge, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. It's an honor, Mr. Secretary. Or is it Governor?
It's nice to be here, Rafe. I guess either is fine by me.
Great. What have you brought us, Governor?
Well, Rafe, it's this thing here.
Uh-huh. Governor, what is this?
Well, I can't tell you, Rafe. It's classified.
I see. This isn't going to make an appraisal very easy.
I was a little worried about that, Rafe.
Is it very old?
Well, yes, but I can't be any more specific.
What sort of condition is it in?
Gee, I guess pretty good. Not mint, of course.
No, of course not.
Is it metal?
Sorry, classified.
Its size, its general dimensions. Is it bigger than this box that you brought it in?
Classified. Do you even have a clearance, Rafe?
Haven't a clue. I doubt it. So you can't tell me a thing about, whatever this is?
It's mine.
Governor, I think we're at a bit of an impasse.
Gee, Rafe, I guess this was kind of a waste of your time. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, it's not every day I get to meet a cabinet secretary. It makes me worry a little, though. I certainly hope your department doesn't run this way, sir.
I can't tell you that, Rafe. It's classified.
Righto. Are these your gloves, Governor?
Well, that's classified, Rafe, and I'm afraid we'll have to confiscate this tape.
This is live, Governor.
Boy, this is getting complicated. Jarhead Command, this is Jarhead 1. We're going to have to lock this area down for a security sweep. Over.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Secretary Ridge. Back to you, Chris. Unhand me, you mercenary. This is Chris Woozle here in the booth at the Winthrop Hardcore Sushi Bath and Fieldhouse of the University of Hardcore History in Pre-Apolis, Maryland. We're about to be escorted off to detention, so let's return to studio and Pablo T-Flies. So long for Antiques Goon Show. Antiques Goon Show is an Average Network production made reasonable, if not possible, by a grant from the Space Monkey Coalition and Dr. Bob's Insane Asylum. All celebrities were impersonated by three ducks, two chimps, and a gerbil.